From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. military now says two U.S. soldiers and two American government employees are among the dead in today's blast in Baghdad's Sadr City. A statement is blaming rogue Shiite militiamen for the attack. The attack apparently targeted Americans visiting a local council building. The Pentagon has released its quarterly report to Congress on Iraq despite today's violence. The report says security has improved, with all major indicators of violence falling as much as 80%. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Besides the surge in U.S. combat troops, the Pentagon credits the improved security on a group known as the Sons of Iraq, 100,000 strong. They are one-time Sunni insurgents paid by the U.S. to keep peace at checkpoints and neighborhoods. And the report points to another factor. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the Iraqi security forces are going after Shiite militia groups in Baghdad and in southern Iraq. The report says the Iraqi government must do more on the political level and faces challenges with lingering sectarianism and poorly run ministries. Meanwhile, another report by the Government Accountability Office, that's the watchdog arm of Congress, says the Bush administration must now come up with an updated strategy to move Iraq forward. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
At least 14 Taliban insurgents have been killed in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the militants were withdrawing from a firefight with police when they were struck by a NATO airstrike. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned election violence in Zimbabwe. A statement says election violence has made it impossible to hold a free and fair election. The council agreed to the statement yesterday after opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai withdrew from the vote. Senegal's president says he was fleeing from soldiers when he took refuge in the Dutch embassy in Harare. The crisis in Zimbabwe is causing tensions among its neighbors. The chairman of the Southern African Development Community is expressing frustration at South Africa's approach. South Africa is the officially mandated regional mediator in Zimbabwe. From Johannesburg, NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
The withdrawal from the presidential race of Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai prompted the Zambian president Levi Mwanawasa to challenge President Robert Mugabe and the legitimacy of the scheduled vote. The Zambian leader chairs the Southern African Development Community and said the election must be postponed. He and many others in and outside Africa have called for an immediate end to the political violence. Zambia's president took issue with the regionally appointed mediator in Zimbabwe, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki. Mwanawasa said his calls to Mbeki were not being returned, and he complained he was being denied information. Mbeki has been criticized for dealing too cautiously with Zimbabwe and for not being tough enough on Mugabe. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Residents of towns along the Mississippi River are hoping to hold off flooding for a few more days as the river slowly recedes upstream from them. Volunteers have been filling sandbags and closely watching waterlogged levees. Chris Azar is a fire department spokeswoman for the hard-hit towns of Winfield and Foley, Missouri.
It's just been overwhelming. The St. Louis area, the St. Charles area has just come out in droves. We've had people come from other states.
If the levee at Winfield is breached, the river would swamp 100 homes and 3,000 acres of farmland. A measure aimed at the housing crisis faces a key test in the Senate today. The plan to help hundreds of thousands of homeowners avoid foreclosure is drawing bipartisan support, but some Democrats are divided over it. Disputes center around how to pay for the $300 billion plan, and members of the Congressional Black Caucus say it doesn't do enough to address the needs of African Americans. A report issued by Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies predicts that the real estate slump is not about to end anytime soon. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
The report says there's a huge oversupply of unsold homes on the market, and it doesn't seem to be getting any smaller. While few new homes are being built, the number of vacant houses for sale remains at a record high, and a lot of people who want to sell their homes have pulled them off the market temporarily because they weren't getting offers. Normally, the report said the market would begin to work its way through the glut, but with the continuing turmoil in the credit markets, that's not happening. Despite a series of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, mortgage rates really haven't come down that much. Until this oversupply is reduced, the report said, the housing markets will not mend.
Jim Ciroli reporting. This is NPR News.